from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I gotta say.
What?
It's time for a funeral.
A funeral?
Season's over.
The Cubs season is over?
Yeah. We got speakers.
We do? We have speakers at the funeral?
Speakers at the funeral.
I didn't know we were having a funeral. Cubs. I'm not prepared. I didn't bring my trumpet or anything.
My brother Tom and Dan and I, and my mother took us over there as my father went to a Jewish ceremony for a person who passed away. They call that a shiva. Here's the 2-0.
Debbie is on the road.
Sunday with my grandchildren. It was their first Cubs game. It was very sad. I love the Cubs. I'll always love the Cubs. I'm old and I've lived through many years of crap.
They're dropping like flies.
It's all that charcoal broiled meat you people ate.
Nobody told us till the 80s.
Steven Schomburg is our next speaker at the 2024 Cubs funeral.
Hi, Steve.
Rest in peace.
I can't believe we got the wrong guy from Milwaukee. $8 million a year, what are we doing?
Daniel and Elgin's our next speaker. We'll see if you can follow Steve. He was a real tearjerker.
Hey, Danny. Also, Danny calling in. RIP, 2024 Cubs.
Yeah.
But we kind of knew.
Sorry for your loss.
Josh in Rock Falls.
How come nobody's talking about the hitting coach?
Joe's in his car. He's on the score.
Yeah, how you doing? I'd like to talk about... Actually, I forgot what I was
going to
say.
Oh, Joe.
With the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if...
You called to talk about Joe. David Ross.
Yes, I'd like to see him back.
You missed a good one. This was really a nice...
Well, I'm sorry I missed it. Perhaps had I been informed, I may have been able to attend my mother's funeral.
It was beautiful.
Very nice.
Very well attended.
Yeah, Uncle Harold was there. He told his joke, you know, his famous joke that he always tells.
Yeah, about the temple, I know.
Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, Abe Lincoln, he was Jewish.
The food was very good.
He got shot in the temple,
yeah.
A lot of people turned up.
Yeah.
Beautiful service. Sorry about your loss. Where's Larry?
The Cubs are dead.
One, two, three.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Oh, this is great. Usually I'm the one who's broken. I'm the one who's been destroyed by something in Tanny's open. I'm giggling.
Oh, God.
And I have to, explain myself after you say the hellos. Hello, everybody. Danny's broken.
It's all kind of at my own expense because when Tanny started playing the Biden clip of him making no sense, and it must have been hard for him to pick one, I was like, oh, you did that to the guy? And then I repeated it in the open. It was Joe in Schaumburg or wherever he was from. And I was like, oh, the caller's name is Joe.
Yes.
It wasn't just the caller who forgot what he was saying.
It's caller named Joe.
Named Joe who forgot what he was saying.
It was pretty perfect.
It was next level. And
yesterday when I said the guy had an election to worry about dropping out of, that was the joke.
Yeah, we all missed that.
There's multi-levels. That's why you got to listen to the show on podcast sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you get all the references that Tanny is dropping in that are either right over or right under my head. Whew, that was real good. I love, that's one of my favorite Curb episodes. She didn't want to bother you? You couldn't bother me to attend my own mother's funeral? And the guy signs the guest book, Where's Larry?
That's Shelley Berman in there. Shelley Berman, who came up last week after Bob Newhart passed away, because Shelley Berman went to his grave thinking that Bob Newhart stole his telephone call bit. That must have been a fun way to live out the last 30, 40 years of your life.
See, I think grudges are healthy. That proves, though, that grudges aren't that unhealthy. He lived real late. He had a long life.
He did have a long life.
So it's not like the grudge killed him.
Didn't seem very happy, though.
Well, I guess that's
there
true.
There is that.
Yeah.
Speaking of unhappy, back to baseball. And no, you know what? Let's shelf it.
Should we offer some congratulations?
We should.
Fichtner? Fichtner or Mitch?
Oh, you get the full Fichtner. You throw a no-hitter.
Yeah, career high in pitches for Dylan Cease. 114-pitch no-hitter.
Have you seen a slider?
Yeah, congratulations.
Slide, oh, slider, slide. 114 pitches, as you said, the 324th no-hitter in the history of professional baseball. I believe the first since Ronel Blanco did it earlier this year for the Houston Astros in the first couple of weeks of the season. Dylan Cease was filthy his last time out. Today, filthier, and he went longer, went the whole way, so congrats to him, and I'm sorry, White Sox fans, you did not get a chance to see that happen in a White Sox uniform.
It feels like it was a year ago to the date where he took that against the Twins, I believe it was, when Arise broke it up. It felt like maybe it was a year ago around this time. But yeah, could you imagine a rotation with Cease and Crochet, what that would do?
Well,
who could do such a thing?
Look, I'll tell you this much. Over the last 41 games, the White Sox have a 3.37 ERA in their rotation because Crochet's good, Drew Thorpe is good, and Jonathan Cannon's been decent. So, I mean, they've got an interesting and good-looking young rotation.
They should have traded all those kids for bats and kept everyone else.
It's coming. It's coming. How many bats can you get for Garrett Crochet? Go ahead. Go ahead and fleece the Orioles. Get everything you can.
Spoiler alert, it won't be enough.
What are we doing here?
It's the pre-build. That's really not catching on enough for my liking.
The pre-build?
Yeah. It's the pre-build. So they can't tear it all down. You can't tear a team down that's 50 games under 500.
Every time the pre-build comes up, I think of Minority Report. Is the precogs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the precog police who just lie around in a pool all day and just, you know, envision crimes that are about to happen so they can go out and stop them. God, I love that movie.
It's a really, really good movie.
Yeah. Good story by Philip K. Dick.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Fun movie.
Yep. And Daniel Harris loves that.
He did love it.
And Mark Grody references Daniel Norris, so we know we've crossed over.
No-hitter still feel special?
You know, it's interesting. It didn't feel that special when Ronel Blanco did it. Right now, because it's Dylan Cease, it felt a little more special. I got to admit.
Doesn't seem fair.
I know. That's not fair.
Is that a pedigree?
Oh, slider, slide.
Is that a pedigree thing?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's a pedigree issue. It's a notoriety thing.
So like a random guy throws no-hitter feels like random occurrence. High-end, all-star caliber, Cy Young contending pitcher throws no-hitter, feels like it bolsters a Hall of Fame candidacy.
Yeah, right. It feels like a coronation of sorts for the moment here in Dylan Cease, and I understand that that's not that fair. I admit to that, but it feels like, because right now I'm thinking about all the times we watched Dylan Cease pitch, and it was like, oh yeah, any day he could go out there and he's got no-hitter stuff. But I guess... It does feel special because we don't get chances. I mean, here you rightfully brought up, let him pitch the ninth.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they don't, but I'm glad this time they did.
So perfect game still feel crazy special.
Perfect game, 15 years and 1 week removed from Mark Burley's perfect game.
Yep.
And yeah, feels crazy special because it is. But randoms have done that too, obviously. Philip Umber.
Right, but
Dallas Braden.
Less than 50 all time, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the number? It's like 38 all time?
Less. I think it's a 25?
25 all time?
For perfect games?
Total perfect games in baseball history?
Yeah.
I know it's less than 50. I don't know the exact number.
There's a modern... There's...
24.
24.
So...
Much less than 50.
Yeah, less than 25.
Just about half.
Yeah, about half. Yeah, that's right.
So 24, that's a very, very, very low number in the history of baseball.
There's been a lot of games.
Been a lot of games.
You're right.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Big Cat. Appreciate that.
Well,
the scarcity of a perfect game is pretty remarkable, which is why some people wept the day of Mark Burley's no-hitter. Some people wept. Some people were in the stands weeping in full-on gratitude.
That was you?
That was me.
Weeping.
Yeah. Because life circumstance that allowed me to actually end up there.
Right, I remember
there was
that.
There was a lot of weight to it.
Have you told Burley that before?
I don't think I've told Burley that, no.
Because I think it would be interesting if he didn't cry.
It didn't look like he did.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, Mark Burley never cried about his own perfect game, but you in the ninth row. Gratitude about place and career,
what had
happened in your life.
Eighth row. Okay.
Eighth row, I apologize.
It's all right.
All right. Okay. Him on the mound, throwing the perfect game.
But me, gratitude and happenstance to actually be there, yes.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, we could ask A.J. Pruszynski about it when we talked to him at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
He was not the catcher that day, though. Ramon Castro.
He was there.
He was there watching Ramon Castro.
He had a better seat than you.
He was not. He had eight rows better than me.
But it'd be funny to talk to Burley about his perfect game and ask him if his mom cried. Like, does he know anyone
who cried?
Who wept? Like, did his wife, mom, dad, best friend, teammate, high school coach, like, does he know of any? Is it possible that you are the only human
that he would know?
The only human in the world.
Who cried that day?
That wept over Mark Burley's perfect game.
Oh, God. I don't know.
It's got to be possible,
I'll
right?
I'll wear that if I need to. His wife was out there. His wife was out there on the field talking to Ozzy. I'll never forget seeing his wife and his relatively newborn at that point talking to Ozzy that day as Burley was celebrating. And Ozzy was like, goo, 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 ga, ga, ga. Ozzy was messing with the baby. It was delightful.
What was he doing?
He was goo 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 ga ga ga.
Got
is that
it.
What you do?
I think that's pretty much how you do it. That's roughly what you do.
Yeah.
We've talked about the breakout star for the Bears of Hard Knocks. Where might there be some liabilities? We'll do that ahead of A.J. Pruszynski next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.